Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. EU greenlights €76 billion in structural funds for Poland until 2027. Poland secures EU agreement to curb food imports from Ukraine, and Polish Prime Minister visits Kyiv. Good afternoon. The European Union's Executive Commission has said that Poland has met the final requirements to receive €76 billion in structural funds from Brussels over the next 3 years, the government in Warsaw has announced. The resources have been earmarked for Poland in the EU's long-term budget for the years 2021 to 2027, according to officials. The Commission withheld them in October 2022 after Poland's previous government failed to meet some of the conditions, including on judiciary reform, news outlets reported. Following Poland's October 2023 general election, the new pro-European government has taken steps to resolve so-called rule of law issues, which set the country at odds with the EU institutions. In response, the EU has also unblocked resources allocated for Poland in the bloc's post-pandemic recovery fund, with the first €5 billion tranche arriving in Warsaw in December, according to officials. Poland's new government has secured a concession from the European Union to limit the influx of farm products from Ukraine to safeguard the Polish market, according to the Financial Times. The EU's top trade official told the FT that the bloc would introduce safeguards, allowing Brussels to block imports from Ukraine if they risked driving down prices in Poland and other neighbouring countries. These assurances will be included in the extension of the EU's deal on tariff-free trade with Ukraine, which should come this week. The deal will cover the year to June 2025 and must be approved by the European Parliament and a majority of EU countries. Poland's Prime Minister has arrived in Kyiv for talks with Ukraine's leaders on support for Ukraine's war effort against the Russian invasion and transport issues, among other topics. Poland's Donald Tusk arrived in Kyiv by train yesterday morning. He is set to meet with Ukraine's President and Prime Minister, among others, according to officials. Tusk said that for him and Poland's President Andrzej Duda, developments in Ukraine were issue number one due to Poland's national security. The Prime Minister added that he would also discuss with Ukrainian leaders issues to do with the interests of Polish hauliers. And finally, representatives from the SKM, the Tri-Cities Metropolitan Train Service, are hoping to identify two passers-by who saved the life of a man who had fallen onto tracks from a platform at a station in the city. At the same time, a train was pulling into the station. Thanks to the quick actions of the train driver who applied the brakes, two men also standing on the platform then managed to pull the injured person safely back onto the platform. Appealing for the heroes to come forward, SKM wrote on their website, "Gentlemen, we want to thank you personally. Please contact us."
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day with some rain showers into the afternoon and temperatures of 5 degrees centigrade, that's 41 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and 1 degree overnight. Tomorrow will turn windy with heavy rain throughout the day and temperatures of 8 degrees during the day and 5 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.